Hello?
Hello, I'm speaking with Cindy.
With who?
I'm speaking with Cindy.
Yes.
Cindy, this is Rafal here calling you from Nova Grading. How are you doing today, lady?
I am doing good.
I see that. Cindy, where have you have been? We have been trying to call you, reach you, but you're not there.
Oh.
Yes, so do you have a
I
busy
probably
schedule
don't
right now?
recognize the number.
Okay, this is the notebook writing. If you do remember, you're having a project running with us for your books.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you remember this? We had a call as well, like in January, if you do remember. And since then, you're nowhere. We have been trying to reach you even.
Oh, goodness. Now, didn't I send back the
No,
review?
Cindy, you did not even send me back
What?
that review. I'm continuously emailing you like on Wednesday
I'm
in
so
January.
sorry.
I even emailed you that I'm
Okay.
still waiting for the feedback, but you're unavailable. Can you please provide the feedback so we'll move forward?
Well,
It's like so
I'm
many emails.
working nights and I sleep days.
Why? What happened? Why it's making you work like
Oh,
so
'cause I
tireless
changed
these days?
jobs. I changed
Oh,
jobs.
what job are you doing currently?
I am with UPS, United Parcel Service.
Okay, so what work do you do over there? Does this is a service job or something else?
Similar to Amazon, but they just ship packages.
Oh, I see that, Cindy.
Okay,
Okay.
and I do all kinds of things there.
I'm sorry, what you just said, I just missed it out.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I'm saying I just missed out what you just said in the last. I just missed what
Okay.
you just said, me in the last. Like, what do you do, what you just said?
Oh, package handler,
Oh,
sorter.
I see that. Now I understand this. I
Okay.
understand. Okay. And Cindy, I have another issue that we need to talk about is that Cindy, my lady, there are a lot of remaining payments from your side. So when will this be able to be get cleared? Because for the next drafts, we do require some cost as well, Cindy. It's too long,
Well,
like
it
in
may
da
take a couple of months.
Look, Cindy, we had discussion in January as well over this thing, and you told me till February you will pay some little bit amount because from the upper management, it was something like we should put your project on hold. I don't know. I am trying to help you out everywhere, every day. I'm like, no,
I'm
she is busy, she has work, she's not doing good financially. But today I have a very bad pressure on even my job. Like they have asked me either do you pay it from your salary the amount or are they trying to get over the board? It's so bad for me now too, Cindy. I've been trying to protect you every time.
I hear you, but I can't. I don't have the money. I just yesterday I had to redo my brakes.
I
Cost over
understand.
$1,000.
I understand you, Cindy, because we have a good communication, but the upper management does not understand these things. I have been trying to protect you every time, but now they're asking me to put this project on hold, but I really don't want this to be on hold. Kindly pay some amount or some. I will be doing it from my own pockets so that I can help you on and keep the things going. Because it's not the money that matters. We all die one day, but when we have a good connection together, a good relationship, we are together, so I really want it to be worked out, not put it on the hold. So do
And
some.
I know what you mean. I really do know what you mean, but I putting me on hold would probably be the best right now.
Like, I think I can see in front of me, it's like something 580, 599 to 150. It's something more than 12. It's like something 1200. Why don't you come today, like help me out here, like you pay around $400 and remaining I can put it from my pocket so that this keeps going.
I understand that, but I don't have the money. It's not there. I had to fix my brakes, or I won't be able to earn any money.
Okay, I understand, but any little bit amount, please, because I really don't want this to be on hold. Trust me. I need your work to be going on.
And
so
I hear you. I hear you.
Only I can send you the drafts.
I don't want it on hold either, but I don't know what else to do. Like I said, it's going to be at the very least two more months before I can get up the money.
Totally fine, but when we do put some of the amount, like 200 or 300 today, it's like we will be getting ample of time. I can request the time from my salaries or something, because I really don't want this to be on hold, Cindy, anymore. I want to do the drafts for you and send you those drafts. Because I really don't want this thing to be on hold. That's why I've been trying to reach you, being able to find you. But let's try something from your side. Let me do something for you again. But I need some cooperation from you too, Nasindi.
Okay.
Let's do it 200 for today so that I can do 200 from my side. Then we can do 400 and then management can be calmed down and there will be no hold, nothing like that. Let's do 200 today, please. Understand my situation as well.
No, unfortunately,
my job.
I can't.
I will lose my job.
I don't have $200.
How much can you
pay? I don't have it.
Cindy, how much?
Nothing.
Do something.
Nothing.
Do something. Make a way out. I know you can.
I'm trying to do is make a way out, but it takes time.
And you can't even like do for $150 or $200.
No.
No way out there.
That the brake job took all my money this time.
You took all, but you can give me some like 150, 100, because it's now on my job. I have been being questioned around. Like it's been like 2 months. I've been questioning around that. Where is the payment? Where is the payment? And I always used to use my employee vouchers for you, so that you remain safe. Being the project manager, I can only do and help you in this way. But now today, they are being very harsh on me.
I'm
trying
so
to
sorry.
Understand my situation as well. My shoes are not even in the good position. I have been risking my job today. Even they asked me even for some payment, or either I quit my job. It's something very difficult for me.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to happen. But I still—that's still not going to put money in my bank account.
You can't even pay like 100. Please do something. Save me today, because I have been saving you for like months. I'm just requesting something from you. Do me a favor, please. I'm not in a good position. Try to understand me too, Cindy. You also.
Oh, I do.
I have been trying to save you since months, but today something is on risk with a high hold. Either I quit this or either I have to put it from my own pocket. But I have not even tried to earn within the whole week, but I can only help you with like $100 or $250 from my own savings so that I can help you here. But I need something from you too. Understand this, Cindy, please.
I know you need something, but I can't.
Not even $150.
I can't, you know, you can't get blood out of a turnip, you know. If my money is not there, it's not there. And I have to wait for my paychecks, which are very small.
When you will receive your paychecks?
Every Friday.
Every Friday. So tomorrow is a Friday, so will you be able
but
to
it's
pay
only them? Only It's only a couple hundred dollars, and I have bills to pay. If I don't pay the bills, I'm not going to be able to finish that book.
I understand that, Cindy.
That's my dilemma. That's been my dilemma all along.
I know. I
see,
understand.
Normally, publishers used to issue they would read the book, tell the author that they will advance them a certain amount of money. Okay? They used to do that. to help the author get through their
tight
money situation. But, yes, I know that. But that still does not put money in my bank.
That's the bitter fact, the bitter truth, which we all are going through, high inflation, taxes, and amount of money we do work, we're not even paid for what we do, the efforts. There is something missing around, and that we have to deal with, because we can't do anything. Our hands are being tied off. But Cindy, if tomorrow you can help me with like $150, I can help you save this project. Otherwise, it's on my job. I have to quit it. Because I have been trying to save you for so long. And now it's in my shoes.
And it's appreciated, but I can't make money. I can't print it out. That's counterfeit.
But
it's against the law.
You told me, like, tomorrow you get paychecks. I understand bills are too necessary, but...
I get paid peanuts. I told you it's 200 or less right now. They only let me work a couple of hours a day. That's all.
Tell me, what can I do now? Been trying to save you, not even I want risk. I don't know what to do either.
I don't either, because this has been my problem all along. I am a poor person.
I understand you, but my management won't be able to understand it any longer. It's like a handsome amount of money.
That's all right. That's fine.
Okay, let me talk to my manager again.
If they don't understand, then I don't want to... You know, hang them up. I've already paid thousands, so I...
Let me talk to them in the management. Let me tell you the situation is not good. Let them have mercy over us. Let me talk to them. You don't worry. I will try to save me as
well,
and so does you.
You go ahead and call me tomorrow. I'll see how much I can get, but it's not going to be 150. It's probably only going to be 100 that I can give you.
Okay, let's see. It's 100 would be enough. 50 I will be paying from my pocket. No worries. But we have to save both of us, either me or either just you, so that we get some relaxation over the time. Until then, you can save the money till like 2 months, because they get to know. Yeah, the client.
Which I try. That's what I'm trying to. Do
is that would be such a great favor, Cindy. Trust me, if you do it by tomorrow, it will be such a great favor for me. I will do it from my end.
All right.
So when can I call you tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I'll be awake around 10:30.
In which time zone are you in, Cindy?
We are in the central.
Okay, so can I call you around 11 CST?
Yes.
Will that work for you? 11 AM CST?
Yes.
Okay, done. Thank you for understanding me, and I really do apologize for like being like this, because now it's on my job. I'm sorry for that.
It's so am I, because I don't want that to happen.
You're a lovely lady. Trust me, when we first talked, I really had a good relation with you, and I really don't want these things to be get over in this way. So I try changing every time. I'll wait for the drafts. Kindly please do send me so that I can make the work rolling. Okay?
Okay.
Have a nice day, Cindy. Thank you for your time.
Well, you try to too, okay?
I will try my best too.
And I'm going to try my best.
For sure.
Okay.
May God mercy,
all right.
Have mercy over us. Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.